This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
645, 646, call it 14 till 7. Mike Strain joins us now, as he does every Thursday morning, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Mike Strain?
Man, I'm great. It's strawberry time.
Yeah, you're right.
For the Strawberry Festival starts tomorrow at noon till 10 p.m. Then Saturday, I'll be there Saturday. That's the big day from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. We'll have the parade. It'll roll out around 9:15. We expect over 100,000 people or more on the route. And then Sunday from 10 to 7, it's a whole lot of fun. You know, if you want all things strawberries, you've got to be in Ponchatoula. It's really, you know, it's a local festival. It's a family festival. The strawberry farmers are selling their products. It's just absolutely a delicious, good time. We'll have Jazzy out there, the official strawberry mascot, and just having a whole lot of fun. And, of course, it goes on for 3 days. There's music. There's all sorts of food. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. I just can't wait. It is time to have some fun.
We spoke to the Strawberry Queen the other day. She's a very impressive young lady. I don't mind telling you that.
Yes,
Alexis
yes,
Lee.
Yes, she is. You know, these queens, they are incredible, and they represent their area and their crops very, very well. And the queens, they all go to Washington Mardi Gras. That's a big part of Washington Mardi Gras, where all the festival queens, all the commodity queens are there, and they're presented as a formal court. They're there as ambassadors to the state. And so being a queen is a lot of work. You have to go to a lot of functions, and you got to be up on your toes. They're well-spoken.
Yes, they are. And she knew the strawberry business, and they asked her about challenges facing strawberry farmers during the competition. She had a great answer for that, so she knows her stuff, man.
Yes, and I think she's a third or fourth generation strawberry family there. I think she's related to the Liuzas. And, of course, yes, it's really good. And I will actually see the strawberry royalty later today here in Baton Rouge. So we'll be, again, talking all things strawberries, the finest, the greatest, and the sweetest. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Mike, let me ask it this way real quick. For somebody that is contemplating going, either from the south, the north, east, west, whatever, tell them how to get there and where to park and all that stuff. Because sometimes people want to go, but they can be a little bit overwhelmed by it all.
Yes. And so I would get there. If you're going to go for the parade, say, on Saturday, you need to try to arrive about 8 a.m. There's parking all around the Main Street. It's on Main Street in Ponchatoula, and so you can park all the way around there. And so that's the kind of way it works. So there'll be plenty of parking, and you kind of walk towards the festival. The festival takes over, you know, all of downtown Ponchatoula. So, you know, you just take the interstate and get off at the Ponchatoula exit there from the interstate, and you head directly east, and it'll bring you into the center town. And then, you know, just start, you take one of the side roads and start looking for a place to park.
And I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of signs directing people where to go, what to do, et cetera.
Everything, yes. They're very good about that. You could actually go down to, you know, they have several parks. You know, you can go down to the Kiwanis Park or the Rotary Park, but it's a little ways. But you can park fairly close. Actually, a lot of people park right along the railroad track. You go down the main street, you see the railroad track, generally take a right and go down just a little bit and find a place to park. But get there a little early. If you get there at 8 a.m. on Saturday, you'll be fine. You'll be able to find a place to park. Or if you want to go Friday, I'd get there about 11 a.m. It starts at noon, and Sunday about 9 a.m., and you'll find a place to park.
So this week, Passion Sunday, whatever they call it, Palm Sunday, and then we got
Palm Sunday.
And then we got Easter Sunday the following week, Lent's line winding down. So let's talk seafood. Let's talk about some stuff for Easter that people can prepare on their table from Louise.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Deanna, and don't forget that Easter basket.
So yesterday I was at Jay Bernard Seafood there and his wife Georgia in Cottonport, and they boil about 7,000 pounds of crawfish an hour. You got that?
Wow.
An hour. It's a huge operation. They buy the local crawfish, and you know, and it goes both peeled, it goes so you can make your etouffee. They also sell live crawfish as well, and then they have a flash frozen 3-pound bags of crawfish that you simply put the whole bag in boiling water, and so the seafood
wait, already is peeled and everything.
No, they're not peeled. They're whole. They're shelled.
But
and you
they're
put this
cooked
bag in water for 10 minutes, and it's ready to go.
Wow.
Yes.
How many come in a bag? What kind of pound did you talk?
3 pounds. 3 pounds.
That's
they used
cool.
to do 3 and 5. 3 pounds of crawfish. You can find it at Rouse's, and most of this actually goes into the Midwest. They go out there, and I guess when they cook those big Midwestern steaks, they have that crawfish as well.
So it's already seasoned and in a bag, so you throw the vacuum bag in the boiling water, and it comes out like it's coming out of a boil.
That's right,
okay.
And it tastes just as good. It's incredible, and you know, and they've got it. They have got this down pat, how to do it.
Let's talk about some chocolate.
Oh, my goodness, Elmer's, right? It's got to be Elmer's. Heavenly Hash, right? You know, and Elmer's is right there in Ponchatoula, you know. And so that's a company that's been around for well over 100 years. And Elmer's, you got to think about Heavenly Hash, you know, their pecan eggs.
Gold Brick.
Oh, my. Gold Bricks. Mm. Oh, my goodness. Now, you take the Gold Brick egg and you put that on top of some Bluebell ice cream. You kind of chop it up or melt it up and put that on top of Bluebell ice cream. Yes. Yeah. That is the definition of something that is just absolutely delicious.
And since, we're talking about strawberries, I should also say that there's strawberry Heavenly Hash egg now that you could try that I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, and I take strawberries and I just freeze them just raw, and I'll pull them out of the freezer and let them thaw maybe a minute and eat them frozen like that.
Yeah,
you know, when you
treat.
Eat that, when you have that strawberry in that ice cream, you know how delicious that strawberry is? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can do that by just eating them right out of the freezer.
There's one of my favorite things to get at Mettendorf is that strawberry ice cream, Mike.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, at Mettendorf, you know, you cannot go wrong, right, with that thin fried catfish.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Last time I was at Mettendorf, I was there with Steve Scalise, and I think we tried to see if we could eat all the catfish they had. We didn't, but it was a really good time. And you've got a seafood festival coming up there in Belchase, and that is going to be on April 25th, 27th. And that is there at Belchase at right off of F. Edward Hebert Road. And so a lot of festivals going on.
Mike, real quick, let's talk about I want to get into tariffs and timber and all of that stuff. What will help, what will hurt?
So if you look at the tariffs, one of the things is that we've been getting dumping of timber in the United States from Canada and from China. And the tariffs will definitely help that. You know, as we've been fighting with Canada for dumping their softwoods into our markets, because in Canada they cut the timber and they pay little to no stumpage fee. Here, you know, when we cut timber, you got to pay the owner of the timber, you know, for the timber. And so they would bring it here cheaper than we could cut it right here. And so that is going to help that. And then with China dumping plywood on our markets, we've lost a lot of our manufacturing, our plywood mills. This will help level that playing field. For seafood, also, there's going to be tariffs on imported seafood, and that will help our local seafood producers, especially when you start looking at shrimp and crawfish are really in that order. And we're talking about all this crawfish, we need to talk about shrimp too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to rebuild our local shrimp economy. You know, people, you know, you're not going to go and buy imported crawfish to boil. You're just simply not going to do it. But people will buy imported shrimp. And so we've got to really start, you know, the ask before you eat, where does the seafood come from? And really try to rebuild and reestablish our shrimp market. And these festivals are a big part, but also that where we start eating more shrimp and more crawfish. And when's the last time you had a hamper of crabs?
Mm-hmm.
And they are really good, you know. So, and you can get those crabs. So we need to really work on our seafood industry and consume all of our products locally.
Mike, a pleasure as always. Have a great time at the Strawberry Fest.
Yes, and hopefully Teddy's doing well, right?
Teddy, well, yeah, I don't know. He was out there in the poor thunderstorm digging a hole on Sunday. I don't know what's going through his head. Thank you, Mike.
Well, you know. Yep, take care. Bye.
You too. Bye. All right, Mike Strain, 655, 5 till 7. Traffic now, WWL.
From the Acadian Windows and Hurricane Shutters WWL Traffic Center, I'm Joe.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spin Ball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.